It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I just wandered around the building all night. I didn't run into another single living soul, except one gigantic lesbian. Who is Conan O'Brien, and why is she so sad?
Oh, I jumped on him. I'm sorry about that. Who was in that show?
Tim Conway.
That's Tim Conway.
Right. Conway. From 30 Rock.
I love Tim Conway.
And Tim Conway.
I love him when he's fighting substance abuse.
I do too.
I'm McHale's Navy.
Celebrity Rehab.
Want to thank Psychic Angela for coming on the program today. Also, yeah. Phil Pritchard, the keeper of the cup.
Yep.
Tomorrow on the program, Bob Suska from the Huffington Post. And also an in-depth analysis of Beth Ann McBride and a procedure she had done in the Carolinas.
Would you call it elective?
I believe so.
All right.
Now back to the final buzz with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi. Movie critic Roger Ebert was all thumbs up and took a fall in Florida last week.
Oh, dear God.
He tripped and fell at a physical therapy center where he's recovering from surgery to remove part of his jaw, which had become cancerous.
I thought they removed all of it already.
Now he's been forced to undergo another surgery, this one for his hip, after taking that fall.
In fact, I never do.
What is hip?
Yeah.
The irrepressible Ebert says, and I quote, "The show must go on."
Yeah.
He continues to prepare for his film festival set for later this month in Illinois.
So sad.
CNN,
so
here's...
So proud.
You want sad? Here's sad.
Okay, give me sad.
CNN anchor Richard Quest was arrested in New York Central Park early Friday morning for drug possession.
I thought his son was the one that was always getting into trouble. Johnny. Sorry.
When asked, the British anchor told the officer, "I have some meth in my pocket."
Hello, my son is Johnny Quest. He's in the on the other side of the park with Haji.
This is CNN. Mm-hmm. But this story really is about why Quest and another man were in Central Park at 3:40 in the morning, more than 2.5 hours after the park's curfew.
Were they getting a little bit jaggy with it?
Quest's lawyer says the anchor didn't know the park had a curfew and was on his way back to his hotel with friends.
All I was here was doing a little how's your father.
That'll do it every time, Quest.
Amen.
The openly gay anchor was also found to have a sex toy tucked into his boot and a rope that was tied at one end around his genitalia.
Oh, my God.
Police say that since there was no indecent exposure, they simply ticketed Quest on the drug charge.
I'm fishing. That's what I'm doing. I'm simply fishing.
That's
How's
right.
your rope?
I'm fine. No problem at all. How would the British Big League Chew feel about that, though?
I don't think it's proper. I don't think it's proper at all.
I think he has the bait on the wrong end of the rope.
Look at that. Look what he tied around his John. Is John, can I say that?
Yes,
yeah.
I think you can.
With a rope.
A rope?
It's a rope attached to me thing.
Your tallywhacker?
Isn't that lovely? Thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome. In other gay Monday news.
Mungay.
Broadway producers have beefed up security for the show Equus, featuring a nude Harry Potter.
Hi.
Daniel Radcliffe. Hey. There he is.
Yeah, nude. Frontal nudity.
That's
yeah,
right.
On Broadway.
Nothing like it. Frontal nudity from Harry Potter.
Sure.
Show me more.
Daniel Radcliffe appears nude in the play about a young man and his horse.
Oh, bollocks.
Producers say they're using infrared and other technology to make sure no one is taking unauthorized photos of Daniel without his pants.
I'm the only one that sees that thing.
There is
Who
one.
Are you?
I'm Harry Potter. Would you like to see me in Equus?
Not really.
I don't think so.
It's about a horse, you
That's
know.
That's what I hear.
I certainly don't want to be in the front row.
Yum, yum.
There is one publicity photo featuring a full frontal shot of Radcliffe. By removing the filter from Google, you can see he's not circumcised.
Ooh, take a look at that. It's fire hose time.
Hey,
and it was a gay weekend for former first daughter Chelsea Clinton.
Really?
She was part of a gay bar crawl in Philadelphia just ahead of Tuesday's Pennsylvania primary.
I am a gay American.
The gay bar crawl was led by Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell.
That's hot.
And went from one club to the next on Saturday
now,
night.
Now, were they just gay bars, or was it
yes.
a gay crawl for all bars?
No, it was to various gay bars and clubs in a predominantly gay neighborhood of Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is such a great city.
Did Ed Rendell go with them, the governor?
He led the bar crawl.
Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, big Ed.
Chelsea posed with
More
people.
More Budweiser, Mr. Rendell.
No problem.
Chelsea posed with people for pictures and got cheers from the crowd. Mm-hmm. Quoting one woman, "I grabbed her ass."
Hey!
Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey.
As the tour continued, a reporter asked Chelsea if she'd be going inside this next establishment. Quoting her, "I don't know. I'm mostly just following directions."
Woo!
Here comes Chelsea. Chelsea probably popular within the gay community.
She was very popular Saturday night, that's for sure.
And popular among red-blooded American males.
Well, look at her. She's hot.
Sure, she looks like her dad.
Mm-hmm. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Pops.
A noted travel author says that in the last 7 years, more and more women are taking trips without their husbands. Mary Beth Bond says this kind of travel is up 230%.
Is it up that much in your house, Buzz?
Not yet. She says, this author says men don't want to go shopping or visit botanical gardens and museums, so they say, well, why don't you just go on without me, dear? Maybe take a friend or two.
Hello, dear.
And according to this travel author, more and more women are taking up that offer.
Would you like to go to Iceland with me? Gee, what's happened to my Clinton impression?
It's sounding like the more modern-day Clinton.
It really does.
Why am I hungry for a sub?
Come on now, I'll give you your own plane ticket. We'll go to Reykjavik.
My wife leaves me all the time. It's great.
It's a wonderful thing. Would you like to come to Chappaqua?
No, thank you.
Chappaqua while she's out of the house. God, I love a presidential campaign.
Is that an Indian word?
Yeah, Chappaqua.
What does it mean?
It's Indian for warm me.
You'd never disappoint, Mr. President.
Warm me up.
The feds are finally cracking down on the creeps who send unsolicited porn-related spam to your email address.
Yeah, Mike.
Sorry about that. So I sincerely apologize.
I've
sent all of my porn to my friends under the name Mike O'Mara.
The Federal Trade Commission recently fined one website more than $400,000 for sending obscenity to the unsuspecting masses.
There's nothing like that. I don't know why I'm still talking like Bill Clinton.
I enjoy it.
You can do
that all day.
Hold on. Let me get out of the habit. All right. Get out of here,
so
you
long,
ass.
Thank you. I'm back, Buzz.
Welcome back, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
And besides the fine, the website Cyberheat has been banned from sending any unsolicited emails in the future.
You know what they say about Cyberheat?
What's that?
That's hot.
It is. By definition.
This brings to six the number of companies facing similar action from the FTC, which has now collected over $1.5 million in fines.
Mm-hmm.
And a new BBC documentary claims that nearly one in three high school girls in Japan engages in what's being called compensated dating.
Ready, Rob?
Yes.
Oh!
Let's play chess.
In other words, a form of prostitution. Girls dating men in exchange for money and or gifts.
Nothing wrong with it.
Japanese officials deny the BBC report.
Nah, they're lying.
They say the real number of high school girls involved is more like 8%.
Ooh.
Oh, he's not so good.
And that's a bad.
Finally, a man in South Africa spent $11,000 in countless man hours of labor constructing a bungee cord that's the first to be made from condoms.
There you go.
The condom saved his life, which in a way is what they were designed to do.
Super stretchy, good fun.
Do not try this at home. A condom is not a toy.
Not a toy at all.
I'm Buzz Burbank, my O'Mara show.
Well, I think we did some good today.
Yeah, I think we did.
We started the process of finding our psychic. Don't miss Capitals playoff hockey right here in Washington, D.C. on WJFK. The Caps face elimination in Philly. The puck drops next at 7. That's right here in Washington, D.C.
Righto.
The executive producer, and she's here now. She's here of the Mike O'Mara show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Mr. Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, or the studios of WJFK, and is heard exclusively on the Mucinex Radio Network. No, I'm sorry, the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Put down the peanut butter cup and multiply. And tomorrow we'll really find out exactly what's happening with Beth Ann McBride.
Please.
And what I like to call the twins. Thank you all, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.